Oh, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He's done in our lives. Saints, I'm back on that reality. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Saints, the Lord is just continuously doing some great and fantastic things in the lives of His people. We're in the midst of such hurt, pain, suffering, it's just so much going on in the world that is around us. But the Lord is showing Himself faithful. The Lord is showing Himself kind. And the Lord is showing Himself true. Because in the midst of all that we're going through, He's still blessing us. He's still healing us. He's still delivering us. We see others falling apart and we're still held together. Saints, I would not admonish anyone to move away from the way of God. The way of God is what keeps you. The way of God is what holds you. The way of God is what causes you to be restored and replenished every day. Saints, you are my sister. My brother, you are a blessing, not only to the kingdom of God, but to the earth that you live on. Something happened on yesterday that really blessed my soul. A brother kept saying to me while in the barbershop, Pastor, I don't know why this is keep happening, and then I'm keep being able to respond appropriately. My sister is doing this, and they need me, and I'm there for them. I'm there for this one. I'm there for that one. It seems like I'm the only person they can come to, but they always hurting me. And listen to my response. God has an anointing on your life. And listen, He has given you the ability to hold on and be able to handle the weapons, the darts, and all the spears that come at you. And you continue to live because they are living because of you. If you wonder why, you keep living. And other people keep doing what they do, hurting you and creating problems for you, be not wearied in well-doing. God has given you the anointing to be able to handle the frustrations and the different things that happen in your life. Let it happen. You stick with God. God has purpose in your life. Today's message at East Zion Fair is going to deal a lot with that. Because Abraham was asked to do something that was a hard thing. But do you love the gift more than you love the giver? God said, I'll supply every last one of your needs. God said, I'll bless you coming and I'll bless you going. He said, you'll be the head and not the tail. What does all of that mean? That means the giver is ready and has already giving you the gifts. Now, when a little turbulence come, are you going to let that get between you and your God? Your sanity comes from the Lord. Your ability to do comes from the Lord. All of those things are gifts. But if He take all of those gifts away, give me the giver. Because when He doesn't want me to be able to do this, that, or the other, He'll bless me with something else. So today, I just come to you saying to you, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't allow the devil to win. Hold on to your faith. Trust God. He knows what He's doing. As a matter of fact, here's a big, gigantic breaking news. He was here before you got here. He made you. He knows all about you. He knows what you can take. He knows what you can't take. And what you can't take, He'll carry it for you as long as you stay connected to the vine. My brother, my sister, this is a wonderful day. This is a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I need you to make a decision to celebrate Him. I need you to make a decision to give Him glory and give Him honor. No one else can do that for you. You and the Lord is in a personal, intimate relationship. When the weight of the world becomes too much, don't you dare call other people. Don't you dare share your business with others. You talk to God and say to the Lord, here's the truth, Lord. It hurts. Here's the truth, Lord, I'm heavy. Here's the truth, Lord, I'm tired. And let me remind you of something. He'll renew your strength. He'll renew you. Saints of God, hear me this morning. He will renew your strength and give you peace of mind and give you the ability to run on to see what the end will bring. And can I tell you what the end will bring? It'll bring yes and amen. It'll bring well done, thy good and faithful servant. It'll bring the presence of the Lord and saints of God while you live in here in the midst of all that's going on. I want you to know you can trust God. You may not be able to trust people, but you can trust God. You may not be able to trust circumstances and things, but you can trust God. I urge you today, let's give God our total heart. Because listen, he's the only one that can handle it. I had to stop there and pause there for a second. He's the only one that can handle it. I mean, people try to handle your heart, but they can't handle it because they can't even handle themselves. It always mesmerized me how people always try to help somebody else and can't even help themselves. I beg you to recognize the friendship that you have in the Lord. I beg you to recognize the partnership that you have in the Lord, and let him bless your socks off. Do y'all hear me out there today? Do you hear me, my sister, who's listening to me intensely today? Do you hear me, my brother, who's trying to figure out some things and you're trying to understand some things? Do you hear me? I want you to trust the Lord. You trust people. You trust situations. You trust your job. You trust the preacher. The Lord is saying, I understand you wanted to get wise counsel. I understand you wanted to seek other opportunities and do your research. But listen, at the end of the day, the Lord is saying, trust me. Trust me. I'll never lie to you. Trust me. I'll never forsake you. Trust me. You will not fail. And that assurance is what keeps me going. If you really want to know what keeps me going, that's it right there. He'll never let me fail. Listen, I may not get the opportunities for all the doors to be open in my life. Am I testifying for somebody? I may not be able to get the ability to have all the doors in my life open, but everything God has for me, he's going to give it to me. He's going to give it to me if I keep being faithful. And I want to say to you, my sister, he's not forgotten you. He knows your name. He knows your situation. He knows what you're going through, sis. He's right there with you. He's not going to let you fail. I don't care how the money looks. The money looks crazy. Yeah, you got way more month than you got money. But listen to me. You got way more of the anointing of God than the enemy have of his attacks. So let the enemy attack. You wait the enemy out and let them know at the end, the answer for me is yes and amen. You have to be able to recognize that God will not let you fall. David said it this way, and I love the way David put it. I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never, ever under any kind of weather. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. My brother, my sister, David testified that years and years, thousands of years ago. And I want to testify to you today. I once was young. Now I'm seasoned in the middle of my life. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. If you want me to take it away from the righteous and just bring it personal, I've never seen the Lord forsake me. And I've been in some rough spots in my life. I've been in some rough places in my life. I've went through some rough times in my life. But the consistency that had stayed in my life was the Lord Jesus Christ holding my hand, sometimes wiping my eyes, other times carrying me because I was too feeble to make it. That should give you the assurance that the Lord got you. You just looking at it the wrong way because you crying, you feel like this is the end. No, the Lord's going to wipe those tears because you feel feeble and you feel like giving up, that you're going to collapse. No, God is going to swoop you up and he's going to carry you through the storm that you're going through. Hold to God today. Hold to God today. Can I just give it to you one more time? Hold to God's unchanging hands. Build your hope in him. Build your faith in him. him. Build your trust in him. Build your life in him. Build your everything in him. Do y'all hear me today? I want to convince you, there's not a friend, there's not a hope, there's not a God like the God we serve. Let's hold on to him. Let's embrace him today. Let's give him everything we have. Let us go full out for him today. Let your praise be elevated this morning. I want you to lift your hands right where you are right now and tell him thank you, and tell him to forgive you for letting the things that you can see with your natural eyes get in the way of where God is trying to take you. Don't you let what you see, your eyes will trick you. Your eyes will play games with you. But listen to me, we don't walk by what our eyes can see. We walk by faith. What is our faith based on? God will never leave me nor forsake me. What is our faith based on? God is my helper. God is my keeper. God is my provider. God is my strength. That is what our faith is based on. And because the Lord has promised everything that I based my faith on, I know he will deliver. That's a word for somebody today. You're going to walk away from time of prayer and meditation today with your hands lifted up and your mouth filled with praise today, because you've just been emancipated. The Lord has just served you the papers. You now are certified to give him praise. You are now certified to give him glory. You are now certified to give him praise. Listen, not because you got it all together now, but because you now recognize the one who's able to present you faultless before the all-wise God. That's your word at the top of the hour this morning. Celebrate in it. Don't you think about nothing else. You celebrate in the fact that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You celebrate in the fact that he's your God and he'll keep you in the midst of a storm. He'll keep you after the storm. He'll keep you before the storm. Why? Because he made us a promise. See, you got something that the angels don't even have. You've been washed and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's enough to make me shout up here in my study this morning. It's enough to make me lose my mind so that my mind can be fully poured into who God is. I beg you this morning. I know it's early, and you're saying he got too much energy. Just wait until I get to the pulpit, because I feel God wanting to do something special before the sermon is preached, during the sermon, and thereafter. But the Lord woke us up at 5 this morning so that we can come together, and he reminded you, I'm a keeper. That's what he wanted to remind you. I'm a keeper. And because he's a keeper, you have to trust him. That leads us to the text that I'm going to give you this morning as you meditate and contemplate upon what the Lord has, is, and will do in your life. That text comes from Psalm chapter 16, verse 8. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8. It's a very powerful one. David is speaking in a moment in his life that was really horrendous. And he's talking to the Lord out loud. I want you to hear this in Psalms chapter 16, verse 8. Listen to what it says. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Oh, soul yesterday as I was preparing for you this morning. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. The word of God to you today is keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. My sister, you all stressed out because you're looking at other stuff. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Listen, David says this also, the hills from which come my help, knowing that my help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. Keep your eyes on the Lord, my brother. Come on, you talking about what they did. Come on, keep your eyes on the Lord. Something happened yesterday when the New York Knicks won that championship game. People were screaming, hollering, crying, running up and down the streets, jumping on cars over a basketball game. Listen to me. I'm ready to scream. I'm ready to holler. I'm ready to jump on cars over what the Lord has already done. I'm not even got enough strength to praise him for what he's about to do. He's about to blow your mind. He's about to blow you up, and you got to start receiving it. The power of life and death comes in your tongue. Speak it out loud, my brother. Speak it out loud, my sister. I'm healed. If you're not healed physically, go ahead and speak out your healing. If you're not delivered, speak out your deliverance. God is saying, I'm here, and keep your eyes on me, because when you're looking at other things, you're going to find discouragement. You're going to find stress. But when you keep your eyes on the Lord, everything will be all right. Because in this life, we will see and experience many different things. But we should be in this world, but not of this world. My call to you, my plea to you, is to maintain your eyes fixed on the Lord. It's like walking like a robot. I know that it's stuff happening to my right. I know that it's stuff happening to my left, but I gotta keep my eyes on the Lord in order for me to receive the prize. What did Paul say? I'm forgetting the things that are behind me, and I'm reaching. When you're reaching, you can't be looking everywhere else, because you may miss what you're reaching for. You have to look and set your eyes on what you're reaching for. The word of God to you this morning is to keep your eyes on the Lord. You can't get hurt. You can't be harmed or humiliated if you keep your eyes on the Lord. Sickness and diseases can't subdue you if you keep your eyes on the Lord. What they have said and what they are saying won't penetrate your spirit and overwhelm you and make you want to give up if you keep your eyes on the Lord. David says in our text, he says, I keep my eyes on the Lord. That's a recipe. That's a remedy. You have to keep. You want to know why you're so depressed and you're so sad and you want to cry and give up? Because you ain't got your eyes on the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. My joy comes from seeing God in the midst of my hurt, my harm, and the pressures of life. If you don't have your eyes on the Lord, stuff gonna seep in. Stuff gonna seep in. The devil knows I can use her vision to keep her discouraged. The devil knows I can use his vision to keep him off track, because he'll see things. She'll see things that'll make them want to leave God. But God is saying, keep looking at me. I know it may be harm. It may feel like you're in harm and danger, but keep looking at me. David put it the best in Psalm 23 when he says, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Can I tell you why? He keeps his eyes on the Lord, knowing that the Lord is with him. The Lord is with you, my sister. All of your life, he's taking care of you. All of your life, he's provided for you. All of your life, he supplied every need in your life. And you are here today on the time of prayer and meditation to testify for yourself that the Lord has been good. Yeah. The Lord has been good. Do you hear me, my brother? The Lord, you haven't gotten everything you wanted. We haven't been every place you wanted to go. But the Lord has been faithful. The Lord has been good. People have come in your life and people have left your life. Some left by divorce. Some left your life by death. Some left your life because their season was over in your life. But the Lord has been good. He's been good. As one of our deacons would say to me, he's still living. He says it now. The Lord is G-O-O-D good. He's better than good. He's so good until he frustrates the enemies that are around you. Did y'all hear that today? He frustrates the enemies that are around you. You don't even know some of the enemies who are around you, but the Lord uses you to show how much how much faithfulness, how faithful he is to you. So why don't you trust him today? Why don't you lift your head and be encouraged? Why don't you recognize who God is and what God is yet able to do in your life? Here's the question this morning. The question this morning is, why keep our eyes on the Lord? Pastor, I hear you, I understand, and I really want to take your word this morning, but I've got some speculation. I see what's happening to me. I see the bills. I see the sickness. I see the diseases. Pastor, I see Donald Trump still in the White House. You want me to keep my eyes on the Lord as if none of this stuff is happening? Yes, I do. I do, because when you keep your eyes on the Lord, listen, number one, he gives you strength. He don't take us out of the battle. Listen, need be that afflictions come, it makes us stronger. Oh, y'all better hear this word this morning. Listen to me very carefully. The why, because number one, for strength. You want protection over your life. You want power to endure. You need strength, and you can't get strength from looking at the craziness that's happening in your world. You need strength from the Lord. That's why you keep looking to the hills. He's your kryptonite. When you look to him, he gives you the strength you need to make it through the storms that you go through. But there's another reason why that you ought to keep your eyes on the Lord: for serenity. Yeah, for serenity. My brother, my sister, you need calmness. This is happening. That's happening. You popping pills trying to understand why this is happening. My head is hurting. My back is hurting. My toe is hurting. Everything's going crazy in my life, and I feel like falling apart. The devil is a liar. He gives you serenity. Take your eyes off of the stuff that's around you. That's why you popping all those pills. That's why you're so stressed out, because you keep looking at the stuff that you're not supposed to be looking at. You have to do what David says. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. He's going to work it out. He's your God. He knows what he's doing. He has not. Matter of fact, he's not going to work it out. He's already worked it out. He's just letting you walk through it just to see where your trust is, just to see where you are. God is saying to all of us this morning, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have made you free, and don't you dare be entangled in the yoke of bondage again. The yoke of bondage is you looking through your eyes at stuff that you got no business looking at. You have no business looking at that. You have no business looking at that. As a matter of fact, you have no business putting your mouth in it. But what you need to do is shut it down, close your eyes to the stuff, and look to the hills from which come your help. Keep your eyes on the Lord. David tells us in the text, and I want to tell you again. I want to rearticulate it, and I want to make sure you hear me carefully. You keep your eyes on the Lord for strength, so you can have the strength you need. You keep your eyes on the Lord, so you can have the serenity that you need. And here's the last one. You keep your eyes on the Lord for salvation. I'm not just talking about he's saving your soul. No. It's about deliverance. It's about recovery. It's about escape. It's about rescue. See, salvation has more understanding than just saving of the soul. It's about really deliverance from some people. Yeah. It's about deliverance from some people and some situations and some things that are happening in your life. You're still trying to hold on to stuff that is old news. You're still trying to hold on to stuff that was yesterday. You're in a brand new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Don't y'all hear me saying that every week? This is the day that the Lord has made. We make a decision that I'm going to praise him, I'm going to thank him, and I'm going to be delivered from him. That's what salvation does. When you keep your eyes on the Lord, he gives you the ability to move on. People ain't going to understand it, but he gives you the ability to move on. They think you're going to be hurt. They think you're going to stand strong. And even some of the circumstances that you find yourself in, it's going to be saying, oh, I've got her now. I got her now. I'm going to keep him bound by this. But no. When you keep your eyes on the Lord, he gives you the salvation, the deliverance, the process to rescue you from the stuff. Didn't the word of God say he makes a way of escape to them who love him? He gives you the ability to leave the presence of the hurt, leave the presence of the shame, leave the presence of all that other stuff, and walk in the newness that he has for your life today. I stand stand firm. My hand is lifted. My mind is filled with the presence of God. And I want to tell you, my sister, this is your day. This is the day that you're blessed. This is the day that he's going to give you way more, because you just got a secret that the enemy didn't want to get in your ears. You just got a secret that the enemy did not want you to discover. Can I tell you what the secret is? Keep your eyes on the Lord. That's it. That's it, my sister. That's it, my brother. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't you dare say out of your mouth the negativity of this world. You keep your eyes on the Lord. Lord, this is my prayer. I want y'all to hear me. This is my prayer. Lord, show me what I need to be doing in this moment. Lord, show me what I'm supposed to be learning in this moment. Because everything comes for a reason and a purpose, and God does not allow it to get to you unless it first goes through him. And if it goes through him, it comes with a purpose and a plan to be connected to the divine will of God. So since this is true, then God, show me what you want me to see in this situation. I don't want to see the hurt. I don't want to see the pain. I don't want to see the agony. I don't want to see the frustration. I just want to see what your will is for my life in this circumstance, so I can continue to move forward and do and be who you've called me to be. Did you receive the word of God today? That's what I need to know. Did you receive the word of God today? Are you a true believer that the Lord always makes true to his promise? And if you did, this is your final word. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. I thank you, God, for grace, and I thank you for peace. You are an awesome, a great God, a gracious God, a kind God, a merciful God. Today, we celebrate you. We celebrate you in the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the frustration, in the midst of the ups and the downs. We celebrate you. We celebrate your awesome. We celebrate your glory. You are so wonderful and you are so magnificent. And God, today we give you praise. And God, today we give you honor. And God, today we give you glory. We pray that you would move by your spirit, and that you would bless us coming, and that you would bless us going. For my brother who's going through a storm right now, my sister who feels like she's going to lose her mind, help them to look to the hills from which come their help. Help them to look to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Help them this morning. I pray for them. I pray for their circumstances. God, you know what you're doing. So be with them and stand by them. Father, we pray and lift this morning Deaconess Claudia Jones. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for how you're making a way. Thank you for how you're giving strength day by day, moment by moment. We pray for her husband today. Strengthen him constantly, God. Continue to lead and guide him and direct him, God, in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome God. You have taken care of them. You have given us an illustration of what your love looks like. You have given us an illustration of what your peace looks like. You have given us an illustration of what depending on you is all about. So, Father, we thank you, and we continue to pray for them day by day, morning by morning, afternoon by afternoon. God, you continue to bless her and continue to strengthen both of them in the name of Jesus. We lift up Brother Keenan Hunt this morning. Continue to strengthen him, God. We pray, God, for miracle after miracle. Continue to lift him, God. Continue to lift him, God. God, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. So, Father, I pray over his life. I pray for those who are connected to him. Be with them, God, and stand by him. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones today. Continue to strengthen her, God, and thank you for the miracle that you've already dispensed and have placed in her life. Continue to lift her up and to give her everything that she needs. You are gracious and a kind God, and we thank you. We lift up Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle this morning. Continue to bless them, God. Continue to give them what they need. God, we thank you for how you've already fashioned the miracles and how you've already kept them. You've shown us what you can do. You've shown us how you can make a way and turn things in the favor, because God, that's how you do it. That's just who you are. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And God, we give you praise. Continue to bless Brother Ben Mobley. And Father, today, there are those who have brought prayer lists to the call. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know the situations that they're going through. But one thing I do know, and I stand on it, God, I know that you can do anything but fail. You know their names. You know their situations. You know their circumstances. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, and I want to praise you. I want to put it in your hand. I stand with them in prayer for them. If it's healing, be the doctor in the sick room. God, if they're in trouble, be their lawyer. If their minds are messed up, be a mind regulator. You're able to do it. And God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor. And God, we give you praise. Father, we thank you now for every person who can hear my voice. Let them have heard the word today. Let the word of God penetrate in their heart. Keep their eyes on you. Help us, God, when we are distracted by the little things that the enemy and the little trinkets that the enemy tries to wave our way. Help us not to look at them, but to look to you, to see you in the power and might of you. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify you, God, and we give you glory. Bless them, God. Heal them, God, and deliver them until we come together again, God. Let the peace of God be upon their lives. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Everybody have a blessed day. Amen.
Great day.
Have a wonderful week, everybody.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Second off, Pastor, if we go through the day, it's a long service.
Yes, bless his heart.
Thank you, Lord.